makes this such a compelling topic. So with that introduction, let me ask Noam Barinholtz to do the honors. Let's start with the actual Mekoros and Chazal that will form the basis of the Rambam Shita. Okay, so this is the Mishnah and Sota, Mishavala Sanhedrin. Yeah, perfectly. So Mishabala Sanhedrin, Batal Shir mi Beis HaMishtayos, Shenemar Bishir lo Yishtu Yain. There's a pasuk in Yishayahu. We'll try to keep track of the different psukim. So once the Sanhedrin was Batal, this is really interesting because the connection is not intuitive, Batal Hashir mi Beis HaMishtayos. So they said there's not going to be any more singing in the Beis HaMishtayos, and the pasuk singles out Yain, which is interesting, Bishir lo Yishtu Yain. We don't want that anymore if there's no Sanhedrin. Now, this is a little bit of a challenging kind of a connection. Like, what is the, what exactly does the nullification of the Sanhedrin have to do with Batal Shir Mibes HaMishtayos? So, as we know, the exile of the Sanhedrin took place 40 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not, necessarily related to Chorban HaBayis per se, that you might see it as part of some kind of a continuum. So early takers, Ephraim, what would you say is the sort of the connection between Bittul Sanhedrin and Bittul Shir Mi Beis HaMishtayos? Not an obvious thing.
I would say something about the Torah being Shira.
Okay, that's a nice Tarasha. Elon?
Like the Rambam says, about the Beis Din sending out people to make sure there was no preachers going on.
So exactly. Okay, so the Beis Din has a very important role, the Eine Ha'eda, in many different respects, and one of their roles isn't just a juridical role, but is a kind of, sometimes you might associate this a little bit more with a kind of like shotrim than shoftim, sort of an enforcement role, enforcement of communal norms and standards, in particular as it relates to matters of pritzos. That's exactly right. And when the check of the Sanhedrin was no longer in place, so then this activity became something which was just, too risky altogether. So that I think was well done, very well done, Ilan. So, and I think that it's almost, incontrovertible once you read the Gemara's analysis of this. Okay, so Noam Barinholtz, go ahead. Okay, so Zakenim Yishar Shavasu, Bachurim Miniginasam. So once the Zakenim are no longer in the Shar, so the Bachurim should cease from their neginos. That's obviously a drasha based on the pasuk in Eicha. That pasuk doesn't necessarily say anything about what, Noam. It does not address which element of the takana. What doesn't it address? It addresses neginos, but what doesn't it address? Yeah, the Beis HaMishtayos, the alcohol connection here is not referenced in the pasuk. Okay, so that has to be flagged as an issue. Further, Amarav. A very interesting perspective, right? This is now related but distinct. Namely, the issue here is not the production, but the... One more time. What'd you say? Right, it's being on the receiving end is problematic. Okay, so udna deshama zimra teyaker. That's like a new territory. So amarava.
Zimra bebeite chorba b'seifa shnemar kol yeshora b'chalon. Sorry, I'm not sure like what the situation is.
So kol yeshora b'chalon cherev basaf. Okay, so that this is the part of the pasuk that they're darshaning. For now, that if there's a zimra even in the house, forget about just hearing it, but so then in the bias, if there's a zimra in the bias, so then there's going to be destruction, right, through a cherev. Okay?
Ara, Mai Ki Arza Ara, Amarav Yitzchak, Bayit HaMesubach Barazim, Irhu, Ella Filu Bayit HaMesubach Barazim,
Right, so even a very sturdily constructed edifice would, you know, be brought down by the kol, by the zimra. Okay, so that's where, you know, it's just when destruction comes. It comes from there in the house. You by saying
Mahacha.
That
word say.
He says Vi'ibay Sema Mihacha Vishaya Yukashar. So that is where the destruction will come from. Okay.
Right.
Amar Marbar Vashi di Chazilei Uminageach ki. Right, so it was like a gourd like an ox. Okay. So now back to the halachic section. Okay, so we have now an expansion from just bad l'shemri beis hamishtayos to a problem with hearing the music, a problem with having the music in one's household, expansion. So here's now the first caveat. Amar Rav Huna. Okay, so what's the story there? Anybody catch what that was about? The Nagdi and the Bakari, they used to sing just as a way of
getting their work rhythm right.
Exactly. Very good. Kol Yafel Abisamim, right? So, exactly right. So, you know, if it's something which is constructive for society, please note that term, especially relative to Beis HaMishtayos, and we don't really have a problem with it. Rav Huna.
Hey, Rav Huna, Batil Zimra, Kamea.
Kamea Avazi Bezuza, Umea Sachiti.
Bezuza. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here.
Okay, anybody want to just explain? So Rav Huna did what? No, we can get this right. It's Batil Zimra, it's Mevatel Zemer. And what happened? Ephraim just fell asleep. What happened? Kamea avazi bezuzah.
100 kusas for one zuz, or 100 stalks of wheat for one zuz.
Okay, very good. Geese, by the way.
Sorry.
It's okay. I mentioned that because my son, for whatever reason, thinks that gooses and geese are two different species. In fact, last week when I was taking him to a lake to show him Canadian geese and migration, he said to me, "Daddy, there are the geese and there are the gooses." So I tried, you know. Okay, anyway, well done. One more line, and just one more critical line here. Amar of Yosef, Zimre Gavre Vani Nashi, if the men are singing and the women are harmonizing, Pritzusa, Zimre Nashi, Vani Gavre Keish Bina Ores. Okay? If the women are singing and the men are harmonizing, so that's like a fire through flax. Okay? So, go ahead. This is Rashi. Levisha Ona Mata Ozna Lishmo as Hamizamer La No Sachara Vimto Nashim Dostin Libam Bekol Anoshim Bekol Bisha.
Erba Kidichtiv Hashmieni Akolich Umavir Yitzchok Ha'Eish Ben Ores Bozimri Gavri Ben Yanashi Ktas Prishas Yesh Bekol Bisha Erba Bo Eno Mavir Yitzchok Hokach She'en Hamizamrim.
Okay, so one is bad and one is worse. The Gemara ends up saying that the nafkamina is the bitulei hai mekame hai. You mean shomin lana levato el shneim? You know, if the community is not going to part ways with both of them, nafkam levato el zeh shukeish ben oris. Okay, so one is worse than the other. So what's really striking about this Gemara and Sota is that here all of the issues with zemer, and there are many of them. Whether it's the shmiya, whether it's the bias, whether it's the production, right? Even though it's linked in the Mishnah to the Bittul Sanhedrin, right? What's striking about this Gemara? You would never, right? If we hadn't spent the Kayetzman learning what we were learning, you wouldn't say what. You wouldn't say what about Zemer. You would say, obviously, Chazal had their very deep reservations, but Akiva, you would not say what. Well, I mean, you know, just sharpen that. I think I know what you're saying, but just sharpen that a little bit. You would not say that Takanos against Zemer, what's that?
That taking away Zemer would be a sign of Avelos?
Good, right. There's very little, right, hint here to Chorban HaMikdash. There's Chorban Yerushalayim, right? It's true that there's this Mishnah about the role of the Sanhedrin, and that is related to the Beis Hamikdash, Shalishkas Hagazis, Shmisham Tetzei Hobrali Yisrael. But Ilan, you would agree it's very tangential, right? It's not. It doesn't seem like it's any kind of a foundational connection. If anything, Yenison, what's the overriding concern about Zemer here, which is why we ended where we did?
Jesus.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not really related. There's an overriding concern about Zemer. It was always something that was, problematic. Maybe it could be kept in check by the Sanhedrin, and then it could no longer be kept in check once the Sanhedrin was batel, but you wouldn't say the origins of the problem are somehow, right, Churban Beis HaMikdash. So let's establish that as a point, and then move to the next level of analysis here, because this also, you know, figures very prominently in the development of the post-Chorban Takanos. Shimmy, go ahead. This is Gemara and Gitt.
Hi.
Shlomo
Amelech Shlomo Amelech Shlomo Amelech Shlomo
Amelech Shlomo Amelech Shlomo Amelech Shlomo Amelech Shlomo Amelech Shlomo Amelech Shlomo Amelech Shlomo Amelech Shlomo Amelech Shlomo Amelech Shlomo Amelech Shlomo Amelech Shlomo who are really giving me a hard time, and I'm in a position to get them in trouble. So, Mahu, how should I handle them? Sirtate v'kasavlei, that's where the Gemara started discussing the role of sirtut in Gittin, underlining, like you have in the Sefer Torah, like you have in Megillah, right? Ka'amita shol Torah. So, Amarti.
Ashmar darki mechato belshonai.
So as even when the Resha is there, right, and you are facing a very trying situation, so you shouldn't be malshin on these individuals. So Alavish Resha Lenekti, Eshmer Lefi Machsum. So Shalach Lei, so Merukla responds to Rabbi Lazar, Komitzari Lituva. You have no idea how distressing these people are. They're really, you know, Rodfin, right? So v'lo matzina de'ekim b'hu. There's nothing I can do personally. So shalach lei.
Dum la'Hashem v'hitzchola lo. Dum la'Hashem v'hu ya'apilam. Le'chalalim chalalim. Ashkem v'ha'arav alehen. Le'bisamikdash.
V'hein kolin me alehen. Hadavar yatsa v'pi Rabbi Lazar. Nisanu le'geniva b'kolar. And it actually worked. So this wasn't the part of the Gemara that I is going to be relevant to our halachic discussion, but I couldn't resist because it's a previous line. It's a lot of fond memories of learning that Gemara. So this is a famous line. Gemara Hashkim Hari Veleil Beis Hamedrash Vein Kalin Beleil. And sometimes there's no solution to a problem other than to simply continue with your learning. And, Hashem can do, his work. Vinaki Vitzadik Altaro Kilo Atzdik Rasha. Sometimes you have to trust that Hashem's going to solve the problem when, you know, that's, it's not within your hands. Okay, so shalchu lei lemarukva.
So
zimra min alan da'asar. So how do we know that zemer is asar? Now, we're going to have to see what exactly does zemer mean. That's an important point. But this is a really interesting line. Because even the suggestion of this, Akiva, well, what's really interesting about this relative to, let's say, Sota? Sota, you had a lot of different, you know, Batel Shirmi Beis HaMishtayos, you had Udna, you had Bias, but what didn't you have in that Gemara?
A general statement that all Zemer is
correct.
Not
That's exactly right. That's critical. Now the Gemara is coming out and saying, Zimra min alan da'asar. Right? It's just a strict iser. The question is, okay, so what is Zemer? So you could debate that point. It is debated. Is this related to the Gemara in Sota? Is it broader in scope than the Gemara in Sota? So let's see. Zimra min alan da'asar. Okay, so that's really interesting. Al tismach Yisrael, al gil ba'amim. So it sounds like it's a din in simcha. We don't want to have simcha anymore. Why would we want to have simcha? If do it Hashem b'simcha. So that pasuk already maybe is suggestive of some reduction of simcha. All our discussions of zeichel lechurban, zeichel lemikdash, zeichel Yerushalayim. Okay. And the Gemara immediately says, well, wait a second. V'lishlachu mehacha b'shilo yishtu yayin yimar sheikhar l'shosav. So that was the pasuk that was employed, Shimi, by the Gemara in? Good. So the Gemara says, yimehau hava mina hani mile zimra demana. Right, that's only talking about instrumental. Aval b'puma shari kamash malan. That the pasuk in Hosea teaches us that all kinds of zimra, whether it's merely a cappella, that would still be aser. Okay, that's what we're talking about in terms of zimra. So it would sound like the Gemara was saying that there's an iser, maybe an iser derabanan, but there's an iser in yados of zimra. Okay, that is interesting. As opposed to the Gemara in Sota, which talks about Shira Bebeis HaMishtaos. Okay, so which Rishon wants to reframe the Gemara in Gittin in light of the Gemara in Sota? Yenison?
Rashi.
Yes. Okay, that's very important. I don't think, Yenison, you would have read the Gemara that way, right? Zimra, Zemer, Zmiros. What does it have to do with the Beis HaMishtaos, right? So now, which Rishonim picked up on that? That was not an obvious reading of the Gemara?
Tosfos.
Right, the Balei HaTosfos. They noticed that that's very mechudash in the Gemara in Gittin. None of you would have read the Gemara in Gittin that way had I not presented the Gemara in Sota first. Right? Okay, that seems very important. Okay, so what about this Tosfos? So Rashi said the Shor Beis Hamishtaos. So Perish Bekuntris, go ahead, Shimi. The Shor Beis Hamishtaos. V'chein Mashma.
V'chein Mashma Mide Ka'amar. V'yishlach Lemihacha. V'shir Lo Yishtu Yain. V'perek Batra De Sota. Tanan Mishir Atala Sanhedrin. V'tal Shor Beis Hamishtaos. Shinamar.
So Balei HaTosfos advance a really interesting argument, Shimi. For Rashi, they say, oh, you know, you can support that because after all, the Gemara does at one point question, why don't you quote the Pasuk from Sota? But Shimi, you could easily read this Gemara and say, well, wait a second, Balei HaTosfos, after all.
In a different situation, there's
Ayayin. Right, but also here, that's not the pasuk that becomes the actionable pasuk. It's in fact a pasuk, not from Yeshayahu, but a pasuk from Hosea, with a different impetus. It was like a din in simcha altogether. Now, interestingly, the words, you know, Mishacharav Habayis, or Zeichar Yerushalayim, it never appear in this Gemara. Right? They don't. Zimra min alan da'asar. We see there's a logical basis for connecting the two. But I think it is very striking that the Balei HaTosfos, in an attempt to defend Rashi, sort of highlight the weakness of the argument on the basis of a Gemara which cites an entirely different pasuk. And again, a pasuk with a very different implication. Okay, so let's now go a little bit further in the Balei HaTosfos. V'roi lahachmir. Okay, so the Balei HaTosfos say, and this is where we think it's an appropriate place to draw the line, because, you know, things get you know, a little bit out of hand. That's why, even as we're speaking right now, one of the things that seems to be very broad consensus about keeping closed are the bars, right? Shemisanik bioser. People get a little bit disinhibited. And the Balei HaTosos end up being pretty comfortable with this entire reading of the Gemara and Gittin and Daf Zayin. And then, you know, once you're there, so you could sort of have sensed it coming, but then it's quite explicit. Vishir Shal Mitzvah. Okay, so once you say, oh, the real issue here is maybe things getting a little bit out of hand, and I'm not saying that's an inappropriate reading of the Gemara and Sota, it seems like very much like that's the issue. So if you're going to read Gittin in light of Sota, if you're already going down that road, as Rashi does, and the Balei HaTosos, you know, basically defend that, so it's very logical then to say what? That, oh, you know, the Gemara and Gittin, when it said Zimra, Minal and Aser, it was open to all kinds of exceptions. Even exceptions that weren't contemplated by the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota had an interesting exception for Yeshuvo Shalom, for Melacha, but if you sort of, again, read Gittin in light of Sota, so the position of the Balei HaTosos that, you know, at least in the context of a Dvar Mitzvah, that will accept that, and again, he's not saying it exclusively, but Kigon, Simchas Nisuin, so that will then be a very logical position to take if the only thing that you think that it's wrong with it is not really the thing itself, but what it might lead to, okay? So just to summarize and distill what we have so far in these two Gemaras, as understood by the Balei HaTosos, basically Rashi and the Balei HaTosos putting the two Gemaras together, is that with certain limited exceptions, maybe Kol Be'isha, right? The fact is that they're taking less of an issue with Zemer than they are with what I would call Holalus, Bebeis Mishta, the things getting out of hand. And the Balei HaTosos say it quite explicitly, but I think you could argue that Rashi would affirm such a distinction, is that, you know, Simcha of Mitzvah would itself reorient any zemer to be appropriate. And enhancement of a mitzvah would be perfectly acceptable. And that is what you walk away with from this Tosus in Gittin. And I see there are a bunch of questions. Let me just establish the Rambam as a formulation here in the Yad. This is not the Tshuva. When we get to the Tshuva, we'll see a different tone. Intended in the Rambam, but let's take a look here in Tanios, because I think the Rambam has a very interesting way of handling the issue. Okay, Michal, go ahead. This is the Rambam's position. Okay, so very good. So the Lechein Gazru links it to what came before, you know, everything we talked about, the Efer Makla, Rashi Chassanim, the Ataros, the Ka'aros, the Dine Bias. So it's, again, the Rambam putting this squarely within the framework, not of an intrinsic Isser, but something that's a miut as a result of Yerushalayim. So he starts out with Negina B'chleshir, right? Sort of picking up on that distinction in Gittin, on Zion, right? And Zemer and Mashmiye Kol, right? So the a cappella, the acoustic, problematic as well. And then the Isser Shmia as well, maybe borrowing here from the Gemara Sota, right? Udna Deshame Zimra Teaker, Mibnei Achorban. Okay, Vafilu.
Vafilu Shira Bapeh al Hayayin Asura, Shinemar, Bashir lo Yishtu Yayin. Uchvar na Google Israel Lomar Divrei Tushbachos, Oshir Shalhodaos, Lakel, Vikyotzebahen al Hayayin.
Yeah, so interestingly, right, the Rambam's presentation here is what? After formulating a pretty expansive gezeira against Zemer, nigun of any kind, mipnei hachorban, right? And then specifically singling out shira al hayayin, right? Based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu, so the Rambam does a little bit of a double back. What's the double back? Michal, go ahead.
That he says that there's a minhag Yisrael that to sting shir shel hodah to Hashem on Yayin.
Right, sort of reminiscent of that line in Tosfos of shir shel mitzvah, right? Sort of taking things away from the debased and, you know, sort of elevating spiritual experiences. So the Rambam, implies, if not states explicitly, that these things can be acceptable. I think it's important. It says that's not just Kfar Nagu, but it's Kol Yisrael, right? It's a universal minhag, which is a different category. And that word ukvar, I think, is also pretty significant. What do I mean by that? Akiva? Yeah, I think what he's saying is that this is no longer something which is part of the debate. This is sort of accepted practice, which is interesting, right? The Rambam very rarely does things like this. Kfar Nagu Kol Yisrael. So the Magen Mishnah was very sensitive to this point. He'll tell you, he thinks he can trace it back. So he says, Kein Kasav Rabbeinu Haigon. Yeah, that would have been a very important makor. Right, which is the Gemara in Gittin. Hani milei kigo negino shel ava shemin adam lechaveru shaveach yafe biyafi aval shiros v'tushbacho zecharon chasadim shel kadosh baruch hu. Notice that those lines, right, very reminiscent of the Rambam's divrei tushbachos shir shel hodaos. So that is minag kol Yisrael la'amran bebeis chasana bebeis hamishtayos bekol neginos. Uvekol Simcha. So the Rav Haigon citation almost seems like it has to be the source for the Rambam. It would just be striking, you know, with the language of Minah Kol Yisrael. Tushbachos is also, I think, a very telling term. Zicharon Chasadim Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, matching up with Shir Shal Hodaos, I think, very closely. Though I would say the Magen Mishnah also, in his citation of Haigon, is bridging the Rambam and the Balei HaTosfos, Bebeis Chasuna is mentioned there as well. So, you know, the tradition that goes back to Rav Haigon, so that could have easily filtered down to the Balei HaTosfos as well as the Rambam by different chains of halachic masora. But this appears to be the authentic source for all of these things. Now, it's a pretty big okimta in the Gemara and Gittin, I have to say. But if you're willing to accept it, then I say, like as I said before, I think it is a reasonably logical conclusion to draw, if that is what, in fact, one's understanding of the Gemara and Gittin. I just want to reemphasize here for a second that the Gemara seems much broader than that. Okay, the Gemara says Zimra minalan de aser. So to say that Zemer means specifically licentiousness. Harder to justify in terms of the Gemara itself. Certainly to limit it to Beis HaMishtaos is a big chiddush that Rashi takes. But again, you see that there's a very strong respect for the precedent of Kol Yisrael to be mechalik between Shira as a destructive force, as something which is something which catalyzes and furthers pritzos, and shira as something that enhances avodas Hashem. One final comment from me on the subject for today, and then we'll turn it over to you guys. We'll pick it up with the analysis, I guess, on Monday of the entire second half of the discussion. But let me just make one comment, as it were, and you could make totally legitimate but opposite conclusions on the basis of this comment. But the idea that there would be some tolerance for Shira and enhancement of mitzvos and avodas Hashem, and again, you can play this point in either direction, but you would say that it probably goes back even further than Rav Haigon. Meaning what?
Here, B'miklash.
Yeah, Avodas Avoda. Right, the Avodas HaLevi'im, right? That Avodas Avoda, which so enhanced the mitzvah of Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash, right? So Yenison, I think that's exactly right. So that becomes a kind of a basis to say, this can't really be that objectionable. You know, Meidach Gisa, the more that you want to say that this is kind of like a Zecher L'Churban, if you want to put it within that rubric, then maybe Medavka, you would not have that, right? And maybe, you know, that would be reason enough to include not just Nigun Bechli, but Shira Bepeh. Because the Levium had Kinoros, Metzeltayim, and all that, but they also had, you know, just the plain old acoustics and a cappella.